Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. Happy Tuesday to you. And let's go ahead and I'll jump right into the tuning in chant. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that is within me and all around me. And the beings are showing me, they're shaking their pom-poms this morning and saying, woohoo! Again, it's another, I know I say this probably every time, but I'm still having one of those, like, I wonder what I'm going to talk about today. And it just always cracks me up because I do seem to find something. I suppose, you know, filling 15 minutes is probably not that difficult. Although, you know, I'm sure some people are thinking, but you're such an extrovert, which is true. I am an extrovert. Anyway, just we're in such interesting times now, aren't we? There's so much. It feels like things are happening even more rapidly than they were. I mean, that's kind of always that interesting phenomenon of getting older. It's like your day, like, where'd the day go? And, of course, as a kid, you know, we're having that feeling of, feeling like, I can't wait, it's taking so long. And so, you know, it's a lovely, beautiful reminder to just really be present in each moment and just really enjoy each moment, even the hard moments, you know. I know it's not really about enjoyment, but it's somehow about embracing the present moment and just allowing. I like to say profound allowing. So really, it's being in that moment and feeling whatever is there, feeling what's coming up for you, for me, for anyone, and kind of loving it up, you know, and folding it in a big old love blanket. The angels like to say enfold in their angel wings. And they say, they've taught me that as a practice to, I can enfold myself or I can enfold others. And I like to call it a big love blanket. But really, the angels are saying that it's like the most amazing enfolding with their wings is a love blanket, and it's like the most amazing and beautiful hug you've ever received in your whole life. It's so cozy. It's so soft. It's so just beautifully sweet and comforting. So, you know, as you go about your day and as you're present in each moment, which can be super, super hard for us humans to do, enfold yourself in those beautiful angel wings, that love blanket of comfort and joy and love and peace. As I'm kind of sitting here imagining it, it does. It feels so lovely and so comforting. We're so extremely hard on ourselves as humans. And even, you know, I was having this little image of folks who may appear on the surface to not be hard on themselves. Maybe they're blustering a bit, appearing a bit like egomaniacs, et cetera. And you know what? They need enfolding and that love blanket just as much as anyone else. I always had this feeling that with the blusterers, they often are, you know, speaking up loudly to try to convince themselves that they are worthy and that they are deserving of love. So anyway, all of us, I don't care where you're at in your spiritual path or your not spiritual path or your life or whatever you want to call it, we all need some enfolding, some love blanket time. And you know what? You can do it every minute if you want to, if that's what feels good to you. It's all good. it's really about taking care of yourself. And you know, they say, they talk about putting the oxygen mask on yourself first. Well, you know, it's about that. It's you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. Well, if you don't love yourself and take care of yourself, you know, you really have no concept in some ways of how to love your neighbor. So it starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with me. And it's that really extreme self-love, that deep appreciation. And it's not about thinking that, oh, you know, I can, well, I'm so perfect that I don't need to do anything to be better. It's a really interesting balance of, okay, I'm improving myself. You know, it could be something like, I'm learning Spanish, so therefore I'm going to practice. But there's something about this now moment, that knowing you're perfect in that now moment. But you know, we practice and we still are peeling the layers in our healing process. We're still practicing and working at becoming better at whatever it is. You know, maybe you're learning how to ride a unicycle. I mean, I don't know. There's a beauty also in that present moment with tuning. You're tuning in, and you're listening. So you're in that present moment, and I know how my brain works. My brain jumps ahead so fast sometimes. It's like my brain is like a greyhound running towards that rabbit. So reminding myself to be in that present moment, because then you see the clues. You see the path. You look down and you can see you're on your path. You're noticing the signs. You're listening for the messages from that still small voice. Okay, the angels are telling me they want me to share my vision of my path, and I know I've done this before, but I think it's been a while. So I had this vision one time that was just so comforting and so beautiful, and I saw myself in a little boat. I had no oars and I had no motor, and it was just a simple little boat. And I could see myself on this kind of a channel, you know, on a river, that was surrounded by these very tall red rock walls. And I could look up and I could see the blue sky with these poofy white clouds floating. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I was on my path, and that couldn't go backwards. I could only go forward at whatever speed I was supposed to go. And really, it was about embracing my path and knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is my path, and that there's no, you don't go back. And it was beautiful. It just felt so comforting and lovely to me to feel that. Anyway, the angels are shaking their pom-poms, going, "Yahoo! For being on your path, being present." You know, everybody talks about it. Everybody, you know, all the spiritual teachers, whatever, wise guys, whatever you want to call them, talk about being present, right? I mean, what was it, Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, or whatever it was. Although I found that extremely boring book. Sorry, Eckhart. You know, oh, Ram Dass, be here now, blah, blah, everybody, you know, it's all about being in that present moment. But it's true. I mean, there's a reason that everybody talks about it. But, you know, we all do it in our own way. And you just have to find your way of doing it. And there's no one way. There's no right way to get right. There's no right way to do it. There's no one way to do it. There's no, you have to live your life. We all have to live our own individual lives the way we need to live them. And so it's kind of hard. It's challenging sometimes. You know, there's kind of that group think thing where we like all kind of get in the same room and think we're supposed to do it a certain way, and therefore, and we're wrong if we disagree, or we're wrong if we feel that we want to do it a different way. I mean, it can almost feel like, you know, I'm in that boat and I'm trying to paddle, you know, back the other way. Because that is one element of, you know, and I never thought about this before, but I'm on my path, and that's very comforting, and I can see myself in that little boat. But sometimes it can feel like a big, huge rush, you know, rushing towards the waterfall kind of feeling, as you know, maybe you're in a situation where there's a whole bunch of people who believe one way or feel that certain things need to be done in this one way, and you don't. So you feel like you're in that boat that's going rushing towards the waterfall, and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I, you know, do I speak up? Do I just quietly disagree? Do I quietly just be quiet and I don't say a word? I mean, it's interesting. So part of it is just, you know, practicing every day, being in the now moment, and you know, everybody's different. I have, even though I'm fairly outspoken and I know I embrace myself as an extrovert, I am really, you know, one of the things I'm practicing is shutting up. You know, I don't need to say something every single time about, you know, if I disagree, right? It's all okay. We don't have to convince others to go our way or go down our path. And now I'm just jumping for a second. When I say, you know, you maybe it's about not speaking up. For some, maybe it is about speaking up. Maybe that's would be a powerful thing for you to do. I do know that there are some things I will never shut up about. If I'm faced with a situation of racism or injustice, then I have to speak up, or I can't live with myself. That just feels super important to me, and needing to be in integrity with my own being. So anyway, I've already been talking, and there's like 2.5 minutes left. Oh my gosh, isn't that funny how that works? It just cracks me up to see how I feel the time, and I never know what's going to happen ahead of time. And the angels are always comforting me ahead of time and saying, don't worry about it, it will flow. So it sounds like today was about being very present and practicing that being in the now moment. And you know, and I'm never very far away, my favorite topic, the self-love topic, and really recognizing your true beauty, your amazingness, your wonderfulness, and you know, quit being so darn hard on yourself. I know I have to. I'm saying that out loud for me, just as much as for anyone else. It can be really. It's an old habit, I think. You know, it's really an old habit that came, you know, perhaps from parents, whether they said it out loud or they had this the silence around it. Anyway, old habits, let's just break them off and throw them away. We don't need those anymore. They've served us well, but we're done. You know what? We're done with that, and we're just cutting all those old cords, and we're moving forward into, and we're in that now moment, and we're enjoying our ride in our on our little boat that's our path, although it may look different to you. And anyway, less than 60 seconds to go, and I just want to say thank you so much for joining me, and many, many blessings to you all, and I love you all very deeply, and I love myself too. So have a beautiful, beautiful day.